If you live, love, and breathe sports like me, there are just certain times of the year that you get super excited about that you look forward to. And we are in one of those moments. We right now, we got the NBA playoffs going down. We have the NHL playoffs taking place. And we just came out of March Madness. So much has gone down, and yes, we gotta lace up and talk about it. So let's get into it. It's Golden. Lace up. As you know, I like to keep things short and sweet. I know you got stuff to do, and I do too. So I always like to identify three topics that I wanna lace up with you about. So for this episode, we gotta get into the NBA playoffs. Love it, love it, love it. But we're gonna focus on and talk about upcoming stars in the NBA. This time, we're gonna talk about Anthony Edwards. And of course, I gotta talk about the Miami Heat. Postseason presser, with everybody going crazy about Pat Riley saying what he said about Jimmy Butler. Yeah, we gotta get into that. And last but definitely not least, we gotta talk about March Madness. Now, not March Madness because we done and it's going on, but I really want to zoom in and talk about Caitlin Clark and her Nike contract. So yeah, lace up. We are in the NBA playoffs. Such an exciting time. Like, we wait and wait and wait for this. Well, at least I do. Like, yeah, regular season is fun, but like playoffs is where it's at. So what's been really exciting about the playoffs this year for me is that it's not your usual suspects. You know, it's not the Lakers. You know, it's not the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, or it's not your team with all this superstar veteran athletes, Phoenix Suns, where you feel like, okay, they got a squad and they about to run it. This year, we're seeing like some true upcoming stars that are like saying, put some respect on my name. I'm here and I'm about to put everybody in the NBA on notice because I'm that guy. In this particular case, I'm talking about Anthony Edwards. This young man is amazing, and I believe we are witnessing something special, and he's going to continue to just develop into an incredible player. During the Minnesota Timberwolves and Phoenix Suns series, I saw everything that I needed to know. He is putting the league on notice and finally saying, you know, put some respect on my name. I've arrived. I'm here. He told basically KD, who he admires, who he respects as an OG in the game. He watched him, modeled probably his game after him. And he's telling his man in the game, like, pull up. You can't guard me. And if you try, I'm going to break your ankles. Like, you can't see me. What? It's great. And, you know, the media loves to do what they do, just in the spirit of debate and conversation. Do we have the next MJ? And after talking to my fam, I ventured to say that we should look a little bit broader in our comparison with him. And I don't like a comparison game. That's another topic for another day. I hate when the media does that. But I don't know if we can just say he's the next Jordan. I think we can compare him to other OGs throughout the league. So, yes, I'll give him Jordan. He got hops. He got ups for sure. But I also want to compare him to, I would say, the truth. His confidence, like, he's so aggressive. And it's giving Paul Pierce vibes. And I also want to give him some Allen Iverson comparison. And I know you may not want to hear that. It took a little bit for me to kind of take that in when my family told me that. But no, I can see the AI comparison. Just strength off the strength of he's being himself and he's super fast. Like it so it's giving me like MJ, it's giving me Paul Pierce, it's giving me AI. But I'm really excited about his future in the NBA and watching him continue to develop his game. I this series right now, they're in round two, so they took out the Phoenix Suns, and they are now playing the Denver Nuggets, and they've already secured game one in Denver. So game two takes place tonight. Maybe Denver will make some adjustments and secure the W, but I think I'm gonna go with the Timberwolves. Before we get into this next topic, let me state the following. I am a Heat fan, but I'm starting to question if there is trouble in paradise. So, if you don't know, every year, once the season ends, the Miami Heat holds a press conference. It's a postseason presser. The media has the opportunity to come down. They can interview the entire team, coaching staff, and the godfather himself, Pat Riley. I remember when I was a part of the organization, we would wait for these moments. No, of course, we don't want the season to end. We're trying to go deep, we're trying to win it all. But if the season does end, we would wait to find out when the presser was going down, what time it was coming on. All the TVs were tuned in to the internal channel so we could tune in and see what the godfather Pat has to say. So today he said some things, and media and social media is going crazy. But for me, I'm not like taken back by this because this is Pat Riley energy, the OG, the Godfather. Should we expect anything less? Absolutely not. But I do love what he said. So if you don't know, let me break it down for you real quick. Over the weekend, Jimmy Butler was asked the question, where would the Miami Heat be if he was healthy? And he says, if I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York damn sure would be at home. Josh Hart, come on, man. Mom and Dad, I'm sorry. I know I cursed, but I was reading the quote, so forgive me. Pat goes on to state in response to Jimmy's comment over the weekend and his presser today, for him to say that, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? Riley said. He goes on to state the following: if you're not on the court playing against Boston, if you're not on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams. Everyone was surprised. I was not surprised because this is Pat. This is the Godfather. He is straight no chaser. He is about the culture. He is about teamwork. He is about family. He's about keeping things like tight knit. And just not kind of like having your own identity outside of the team. Again, this is my opinion. I'm not quoting anybody, but it just sounds like Pat is over it and stating, putting this out there so that no one's surprised if Jimmy gets traded, right? Jimmy is just kind of doing his own thing, and it's kind of interesting to hear Pat say, like, is he trolling? Like, Pat doesn't have time for that. And I venture to say that I'm sure Pat wanted him to be more supportive of his team and state, like, yes, I was out, but my team is very capable of winning and getting us to round two so that when I can return in round two, then we are even more of a force and can contend and push to round three and continue however deep we're going to go in the playoffs. Like it just gave very I. And I know Pat is not I, he's very team. And Jimmy maybe should have had a different response to that. So I wouldn't be surprised if things get shaken up a little bit over the summer before next season. Pat also said some things about Tyler Hero. He's a little bit, fragile. So Pat is really looking at everything. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some changes. So he's all about team and culture. The Godfather and in Pat we trust. So let's see what happens. Bear with me on this topic. I hesitated discussing this as I'm unsure of how it will be received by my audience. Let's just dive right in. Caitlin Clark recently secured a $28 million deal with Nike over 8 years, which includes a signature shoe. I have nothing against Caitlin Clark. I think she is a phenomenal player. She got skills. Her shot is incredible. She can pull up half court and sink a three like you wouldn't believe. However, Caitlin also went to the NCAA Women's Tournament Championship back-to-back. However, she was unable to secure a victory. But she still gets a historic sneaker deal. And I'm just trying to understand, why isn't this, I want to say norm, but it's not that it's a norm, but I don't understand why other players aren't also getting the same respect. Caitlin did not catapult the WNBA and bring the attention that has gotten over this time on her own. Like, she didn't do this alone. There's so many other women who paved the way for Caitlin to be revered in this manner. But shouldn't they get the same acknowledgement? Shouldn't they get the same respect? Shouldn't we give them their flowers as well? Nike is always on the cusp, is always on the verge of doing great things, being the first, acknowledging the true hard workers and incredible athletes in the game. So why couldn't Nike do something first with the Dawn Staley? Why not give a coach her very own sneaker line? That would be a first. And I would most certainly buy it. I mean, do I need to, like, go over her accolades? Dawn Staley, 6-time WNBA All-Star. She got rings. 3-times NCAA Division Tournament Champion. Do I even talk about the gold medals that she has as a player and as a coach? 96 Atlanta, 2000 Sydney, 2004 Athens. Why not give Dawn a shoe line, a deal, or any type of endorsements? She is a national treasure. What she did this year is remarkable. She has a ring. She won with a brand new team when all of her starters left. And she's not being acknowledged. And she's not being revered. She, along with others, have a ring. They have done the absolute pinnacle of basketball, of any sport, rather, is to win it all, to get a ring. So how does someone go back to back and lost and still get all these incredible mentions, respect, contract, deals, attention, but yet there are other women who are not getting the same respect? So why can't this be the norm? Or why can't she even say, hey, yes, I have this, but I need Nike to go back to the drawing board and I need them to do XYZ for these following players because I didn't do this by myself, right? Cheryl Swoops, Cheryl Miller, Lisa Leslie. I'm not even naming any current players. I'm talking about the OGs that just really were incredible and deserve so much more from the WNBA, and others in general. But that's all. Lace up. Let me know your thoughts. Why can't this be the norm moving forward? And why can't we go back and pay some homage to the woman that paved the way for the Caitlin Clarks of the world? Thank you for joining me today. You could have listened to any podcast in the world, but you decided to give your girl some time today. And for that, I thank you. I hope you enjoyed lacing up with me and the topics that we discussed. Be sure to check out the questions and polls associated with this episode. And follow and connect with me on Instagram at laceupgolden.com. As always, stay golden and lace up.